Bright and sprightly way to start the 2 o'clock hour this Thursday afternoon with Antonio Vivaldi and the Concerto for Two Trumpets in C Major. Trevor Pinnock leading the group that he founded over 40 years ago, the English Concert, with trumpet soloists Mark Bennett and Michael Harrison. In just a moment, as promised, the ultimate, not penultimate, but ultimate work of Mozart, and it comes from the Classical Countdown list. All Classical Radio is supported in part by the Renaissance Foundation, offering a unique scholarship program dedicated to high-achieving, first-in-family college students with financial need. The Renaissance Scholars Program provides renewable financial support for up to 1,000 students each year. To learn more, you can visit trfwebsite.org. Now, Mozart's final work was left unfinished at the time of the composer's death in December of 1791. And his wife, Constanze, sought out assistants and students, including Franz Süssmayr, to complete the work. And you can find several different editions of this work where others have made small adjustments here and there to the work. But primarily what you're hearing is Mozart's music and ideas as faithfully completed as possible by young Mr. Süssmayr. The Requiem in D minor is a work that shows up every year on the Classical Countdown. And yes, it is a requiem, but it wasn't Mozart writing it for himself. And the work is truly a beautiful work for chorus, vocal soloists, and orchestra. And I hope you enjoy it this afternoon. In one of the more recent performances with Accentus Chamber Choir and Insula Orchestra, Laurence Equilby, our conductor, she's also leading Sandrine Piao soprano, Sarah Mingardo contralto, Werner Gura tenor, Christopher Purvis bass. Oh, and I should mention, by the way, and on the top 100 of listener-voted works, Mozart's Requiem came in at number 60 this year. Here's Mozart's Requiem on All Classical Radio.